This is JIS News. Coming up, Labour Ministry says all workers must be given time off to vote. SRB collections increase by over 100%, and Health Ministry receives medications and fogging machines from Food for the Poor. The details after the break.
We help you get there.
Are you a small business owner? You work hard and you want to build your business to earn more? Well, the Development Bank of Jamaica will help you with the money you need to get there. With a business loan or a partial loan guarantee, contact your financial institution and ask how.
The Development Bank of Jamaica.
We help you get there.
Now the news. The Students Loan Bureau, SRB, has received a sum of $100 million to its revolving loan fund to be available to tertiary students. This contribution was provided by Heart Trust NTA and is for students enrolled in technical and vocational courses in the science, technology, engineering, and mathematics STEM disciplines. Minister of Education Reverend Ronald Thwaites says this is evidence of Heart Trust NTA's continued support to the labor market.
The grant of funds to the Student Loan Bureau will provide for additional possibilities for students who wish to take up technical and vocational studies at the tertiary level. Since we need so many teachers of math and of science and of vocational subjects, for them to be able to get better.
The contribution is in addition to a previous allocation of $250 million to the SRB's revolving loan fund last year. Meanwhile, the Students Loan Bureau SRB has increased collections from beneficiaries by more than 100% over the last 4 years. Chairman of the SRB Council, Anthony Lewis, says the increase is due in part to several special measures introduced over the last 4 years to better accommodate loan repayments. These include extending loan tenures from 10 to 15 years and 20 years for persons with longer in-school tenures and higher tuition fees, decreasing insurance rates from 60 cents per every $1,000 borrowed to 50 cents, and reducing interest rates by 1% to beneficiaries who are enrolled in the Program of Advancement through Health and Education.
Thanks to our beneficiaries who continue to recognize the importance of paying back loans so that others can benefit. Our collections have increased from approximately $1 billion in 2011-2012 to $2.1 billion for 2015-2016. Or close to, or a little bit above 100%.
Mr. Lewis adds that the implementation of the reducing balance method of calculating interest payments in April should also positively impact loan repayments to the agency. The Ministry of Labour and Social Security is advising that all employees should be allowed time off to vote on Election Day, February 25. Legal officer at the Ministry, Diane Thompson-Clark, in an interview with JIS News, said the Representation of the People Act specifies the amount of time to be given.
The regulation provides that the employer should permit his employee to be absent from work for 3 hours in addition to the normal meal hour. So that will amount to approximately 4 hours for the day.
These provisions, however, do not apply to workers who start work at or after 10 a.m. or conclude work before or at 2 p.m. on Election Day, pointing out that the regulations do not address the issue of workers who opt not to vote. Mrs. Thompson-Clark encourages employees to use their discretion. She says for the purpose of productivity, a worker may choose to make up for the lost hours by entering into an arrangement with his employer to work overtime and be paid accordingly, adding that employees should not be penalized for being absent from work for those voting hours. And 4,000 tons of sugarcane were lost due to a fire in Frome, Westmoreland on Monday. This comes on the heels of another set of fires over the weekend where 39,000 tons were affected. The Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries says the fires will result in considerable economic loss to stakeholders in Westmoreland and the sector at large. The ministry will continue its ongoing sensitization campaign through the Sugar Industry Authority and the Sugar Company of Jamaica Holdings about the value of the sugar sector to the parish and the country, as well as the dangers surrounding illicit fires. The ministry is appealing to the persons responsible to cease and desist from carrying out such acts which are illegal. Residents in the affected areas are being urged to exercise maximum vigilance to assist in preventing further damage. That was JIS News. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.